Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In an increasingly complex and competitive insurance market, success demands more than just understanding policies. It requires a strategic mindset, disciplined execution, and the ability to connect authentically with clients. In his book, Sell Like a Pro, The Insurance Agent's Guide to Wealth and Success, author Daniel Serapo, an insurance broker at Retirement Planning Specialist, provides a comprehensive guide designed to equip both new and experienced agents with the real-world tools they need to thrive. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and Daniel Serapo joins us now to discuss his book. Daniel, welcome. It's great to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. Thank you guys for having me on today.
So Daniel, can you tell us about your book and what inspired you to write it?
Sure. So really the inspiration started on my personal journey. So I'm a newly appointed agent. I've been in the business 3 years, going on 4 years now. And, I quickly learned that the licensing classes to take this didn't, really talk about how to be successful. Talk to you a lot about, terminology, understanding the insurance world, but not really how to be successful at the business. So that was part of my inspiration, is wanting to build a roadmap for new insurance agents that are coming newly into the space like I did 3 years ago, and having a book that I wish that I had for myself coming into the insurance world for new agents.
Daniel, in your view, what are the top skills that set successful insurance agents apart?
Sure. Yeah. So I think success, there's three areas of success for insurance agents, right? The first is being that there is a deep understanding of the product that you're selling to clients and understanding how it impacts the client. Secondly, consistently being on the outreach, being understood in the community, getting your face out there and being known. And third, but not, last, building trust with clients and being on the constant outreach and communication with them.
In the book, you talk about building a referral-driven pipeline. How can agents start doing that effectively?
So you want to build value in every interaction that you have with someone. And when clients feel like they can trust you and look to you at advice, they want to refer you, right? So with that being said, it's a lot of daily routine, keeping up with them. And in your daily routine, reach out to them upon renewal every 6 months to 12 months. Reach out to people when it's their birthday. Having a 30-second to a minute conversation with someone on their birthday, they like to hear it from their insurance agent. Stand out from the competition and be different. And, really, it comes down to you have to ask for referrals too. So although people do want to, refer you when they like you, when they trust you, everything like that, you do have to ask for them. So I always, just after closing a sale, will say, hey, listen, a week later, reach out to the person. Do you have any questions? Did you download the mobile app? Do you need anything else? And when you conclude your business, just say, hey, listen, if there is anyone else that you know that's willing to reach out to me that can also benefit from my service, please have them do that.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Daniel, what are some practical ways that agents can position themselves as a local authority?
Sure. Yeah. So, getting involved in your local community is a great way. Going to churches. I've done senior expo centers, really giving your information out there in as many ways as you can, being a sponsor. So last year I sponsored Archbishop Ryan, my local high school, their basketball shirts, right? Having my name there. So really just being aware, having that brand in your neighborhood. Another thing is cold calling, right? Reach out to your neighbors and just say, hey, listen, this is my name. This is what I do. And this is how long I've been doing it. And if you can't, get the quote right now with the person, ask, hey, listen, when's your renewal? Can I reach out in 6 months when your renewal comes around and we can talk again then? So it's really just, you know, getting yourself out there, building a brand, building your own reputation.
The book covers field underwriting and understanding products. Daniel, why are those so critical to long-term success?
Yeah, so it's really critical for that. It's understanding the product, like I said before. Field underwriting allows you to place risk into companies, understanding what the companies are looking for. A big example of this in Northeast Philadelphia, where I'm from, is the row homes, right? Flat roofs. Do companies want flat roofs? How many in a row, right? So some companies don't like more than 8 in a row. So it's understanding, number one, what the from the insurance company's perspective, what they are looking for, and then also reaching out to the client and letting them know, hey, these are some things that the insurance company might be looking for when they come out and do their inspections, right? A missing shingle, you know, if you have broken concrete by your steps, stuff like that, just so the client, again, is aware of what might be when you're coming out. And also, it allows you to place risk correctly the first time around, right? So you're not going back, oh, I'm sorry, the inspection came back bad, we have to place you somewhere else. So placing people correctly the first time around, again, helps you build that trust with clients and helps you in your long-term success and, you know, them coming back to you year after year.
And Daniel, what's the key takeaway that you want agents to remember after reading your book?
Sure. Yeah. So the biggest takeaway is, you know, don't chase leads. You have to build systems, right? So build a daily routine, build a referral system, build a pipeline system, and build a system that works for you. Don't go around chasing leads and, you know, make people come to you. And the best way to do that, like I said before, build your reputation, build your brand, and get to know your face in the community.
That's wonderful advice. Yeah. Daniel, this has been so interesting, so insightful. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
All right. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate you guys having me on. Go Birds.
Go Birds. That was Daniel Serapo, an insurance broker and retirement planning specialist and author of the book, Sell Like a Pro, The Insurance Agent's Guide to Wealth and Success. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.